flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In about 20 minutes, we're going to Palm Beach, or at least we're calling Palm Beach.
I like it.
Mark Zuckerman down there, Nats, pitchers, catchers, the whole nine yards. Spring training's coming, folks. Shout out to Scotty G. He put me and B on the YouTube up on the TV at his house, and he said Rooster blew out the speakers. If you missed any of our last segment with Chris Russell, you should.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah, man. That was a wild ride indeed. Right now, though, it's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. The phones are open. Shout out to our folks down at Daytona. They got me and B on the side of their car.
I'm talking about.
I love that. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, baby.
All right, B.
Yo.
My boy Gio is on the line. You see Gio on NBC4 and Telemundo 44. You've met Gio at Commanders games and everything. Gio, what up, bud?
How's it going, guys?
Good, brother. How you doing?
So, me and Gio had a debate the other night on our show. I'm going to allow him...
A bit of a disagreement. I'm
going to allow him to present this to you, and let's see how you weigh in. Gio Delfa kicks off Ask B. Mitch Anything.
All right, B. Mitch. So, yeah, JP and I were having a little bit of a back and forth, a friendly disagreement, because I asked him, do you think an average man, and we're saying average physically... JP is, we can say average physically. You know,
Gio started this by saying, JP, you're an average man.
All right.
I suppose I am.
I mean, physically, perhaps. And do you think an average man physically could gain one rushing yard in the NFL if he had 10 tries?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
You think I could?
You got somebody blocking for you, so yes, I think in one.
I think I'd get killed.
No, you won't. Dude, if you're the average man... Running behind you get offensive line from the NFL? Yes.
All right, that's what Gio said. You took Gio's side.
There we go. Do you think it depends on the O-line or any O-line pretty much?
I think it's going to depend on O-line because if that average man don't see any opening, he's not going to run in that full speed.
Do you think Jeff could gain a yard in the NFL?
Yeah, Jeff crazy enough to just go lower his big head.
And where do you draw the line? I mean, 1 yard okay, first down.
But no. See, the 1 yard is okay, but will he continue doing it after he get hit a few times? Or will he pack it up and say, I'm out, I'm done? And I think after he get hit one hard time by the likes of like a Ray Lewis or somebody like that, he's going to pack it up and go home.
Look,
what if that offensive line just fall and that Ray Lewis is in the hole and you got to run straight through Ray Lewis to get the hole? I think that average man will stop.
Dude, I don't think the average person is getting a yard.
They could.
You crazy.
It's blocking. Like you, if you got the block and ain't moving, then you can get the yard.
What do you think the chances?
A lot of times, NFL running backs don't get a yard with the O line.
Sometimes they don't because that offensive line lost. But if that offensive line happens to move it a little bit, you can get it. You say what's a body part being ripped off? They gonna think someone's ripped off once they put a helmet on their side.
That was my point.
That was JP's point, yeah.
See, what JP is saying, the average person that hadn't done it is going to be so fearful that they probably won't even run in there. But if a guy played football at some level in high school or whatever, and he's running behind the right offensive line, he will slam it in there.
I played football at some level in high school. And
you played guard and tackle. That don't count.
I don't think I'm gaining a yard, dude.
Give yourself more credit than that, though. Seriously.
Gio, what are you up to, dude?
I'm on at the station. Yeah, I just really wanted to weigh in listening to you guys. I never played football. I regret not playing football. I didn't really get into the sport until after high school. So I don't know. I mean, if you gave me the ball.
You're a football man.
And then I just feel like a group of guys at the line of scrimmage. I don't know if I could run into the pack, really, and try to gain that yard. I don't know if I'd be scared after, you know, getting hit a couple times like Bemis just said. But once you get the yard, that's where it stops. I'm not going to, you know, try the other 9-8 times and then lose yardage.
Thank you for the call, brother.
For sure. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. Yes, Jeffrey. Jeffrey's standing over there like a
look,
he took his blue chip.
No, I'm just saying, bro. The average somebody could get a yard. If you played football before and somebody from your team or around your area, if they made it to the league, 9 times out of 10, you got hit hard. 1 yard? Yo, I think if I had 4 quarters to run the ball, I'd leave with 10 yards.
I think you'd leave with an injury.
If I had 4 quarters, I'm leaving with at least 10 yards.
You might. Might be laying in a bed for the next 10 years, but
that don't
right.
matter.
I think people sleep on the size, speed, power, ferocity of NFL players. That's my stance. Gio, thank you, buddy. I don't know if you're still on the line. Let's go to Ben in Bethesda. Benny, what up? Ask me anything.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, I'm headed out for the Rocky Mountains next week, and I know JP straps on the skis. I was going to see if B-Mitch has ever had a chance to go skiing out in the snow, and if he's a fan of it, if JP's ever dragged him out there. So.
I never snow ski, but I've water skied.
You want to go skiing?
I'll try anything.
Once. Bryce is a nice mountain. It's close. It's easy. It's a good place to learn.
I'll go learn before I go with you, though, because you just want to find a way to say you did something better than me. So.
No, I'm not like a speed demon. My boy Mathers, who has the house in Utah, makes fun of me because I don't like.
Once I learn it, then I will find a way to knock you off your skis.
I honestly would recommend. I don't know why that is necessary. But
it's fun.
I recommend everybody, regardless of age, like if you're just learning to ski, just get a lesson.
I've been to a lot of ski, like to the cabins and all, and I just chill and wait for everybody to come back.
I know you. I can see you chilling.
Yeah,
cabin with some brown liquor.
Hell yeah. By the fireplace.
Jeff, have you gone skiing? Like growing up, ski trips and stuff?
Yes, I've been to Massanutten. I've been skiing and snowboarding before. I like snowboarding.
How many times you fail?
Oh, man, my clothes be soaking wet. But I can
snowboarding, you fall.
I can snowboard pretty well now. Like I can stay on my feet from the top of the slope to the end.
Snowboarding, you fall constantly. It's fun, but it's a constant. You're just on your ass. Steve is in Manassas. What up, Steve?
Hey, B-Mitch, question. It's Valentine's Day for the wife. You guys going to listen to Teddy Pendergrass or Luther?
Ooh. What do you say?
The music, Valentine's Day for the wife. You guys going to listen to some Teddy Pendergrass or maybe some Luther Vandross?
We're not going that far back.
Oh, you're not? Where are you going?
I'm gonna be probably right here somewhere, you know. Just turn on any little thing and I go with it because I'm normally JP hates when I play I put all my classic R&B on. I listen to some of that stuff when I'm playing golf. I like to relax, but at home I let her choose.
All right, well, you guys have a good day. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, buddy. I heard something last night that I was unaware
of. Turn him off. That's Teddy Pendergrass right there. Teddy Pendergrass, demand that thing.
Demand what?
Everything.
I had no idea that Luther was gay. I learned that last night. I was last night years old when I learned that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Did you know that?
That was the rumors, but yeah. I didn't care.
I
love this music.
I also don't care. I just had no idea. I saw Joyce last night, she's mad at you for telling her she needs a hobby besides the snowblower and mowing the lawn.
No, don't be mad at me. What's your father-in-law name again?
Lou.
Lou got a hobby. See, he out there doing it right. In other words, find another hobby.
Noel is in Chicago. Noel, what up?
Hey, how are you guys? Happy Valentine's Day to you. And always great listening to you. I just want to ask this question, get it out of the way, so I can just have a peace of mind against my friend who's an Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that we're going to bring back Zach Ertz, just sign him to a one-year deal, just bring him back for Jaden?
Yes.
Or do you think that we're – thank you. All right, because I don't want to draft another tight end because we already – because, like, we've got 6 picks only. He's thinking that we're going to draft another tight end. I'm like, no, we're bringing Ertz back, period.
Well, and they just drafted a second-round tight end last year.
Exactly.
Last year
we drafted Ben. We're not going to, like – we're going to try to develop him still. He's convinced that – Ertz is going to probably go elsewhere. And I'm like, you're lying.
You can't listen to an Eagle fan when you're talking about your team because they're not going to ever, ever agree with you.
It's true. Very, very, very true. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Noel. Appreciate you, bud. Got people calling from all over. I think these are our guys in Daytona. Alex, what up, man? Ask me anything.
Hey, Alex.
Dude, I ain't got time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, good. We got all the decals on the car. We got the right engine in there, and we're ready to go. Practice 1:30. We're rolling out right now.
So the question I ask is, how did you get the right engine when he had bought the short track engine?
You got to have some nice friends in the garage area.
I got you.
47 cars showed up. 7 went home, and they got spare parts. So we lucked out. We got all the decals on the car. JP's very latest tweet, you can see the picture. We posted it, a few of them.
Gotcha.
We can post some more, too.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, dude.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's cool. Valentine's Day, ask B. Mitch anything. In just moments, we're going to go down to Palm Beach, check in with Zook at Nat's spring training. Mm. Question for you. Do you have any expectations for the Washington Nationals this summer?
I don't have expectations.
What are they? They spend any money? Like,
are they in a rebuild? Or are they just doing?
I think they're in like
just a doing
prison. Like they're in this like, I think ownership wants to sell, but they're clearly not selling. That's what they're, the family's known for. They will set a price, and unless they get it, they'll do nothing. I mean, even like the fact that it's still Nats Park, and they never sold the naming rights, I think is indicative of they set a price and won't do anything beyond that price. I don't know. Let's look up MLB payrolls. Because I don't want to put Mark in a weird spot who's down there covering them and ask him, like, hey, they're probably going to suck again, right? That's not really the fair way.
Well, don't ask him. Just say, hey, how you think they're going to be? Bam. Then he decides where he takes it.
All right. So on their active roster payroll, they are spending $57 million, only three teams below them in all of Major League Baseball. I'm curious who the hell they're spending $57 million on. Is Strasburg's deal still on the books?
Probably so.
I guess this guy's in arbitration. I mean, dude, I think there are multiple players making more than the Nats' entire roster.
Oh, I know some people out there.
Like, what did Soto just sign?
Was it 700, 800, something million?
Yeah, I mean, dude, the Mets have a $320 million payroll. The Dodgers are at $311 million. The Phillies, $278. The Yankees, $258.
Didn't one of those teams in Florida with the lowest payroll went out and win the World Series maybe 2 years or something like that?
I think the Rays have gotten to the World Series with the low payroll. And the Marlins have won two World Series, which is crazy.
Wasn't it a low payroll?
I know the first one wasn't a low payroll, but maybe the second one was. I don't know. I'm fired up for baseball season, man. Nats, it's always fun going to the park. O's should be good, too. Maybe I'll sneak in an O's question for Zuck. That AL East is just a beast. So is the NL East, man. Think about this. The Nats have the fourth lowest payroll in all of baseball.
Right.
In the NL East, the Mets have the highest payroll in all of baseball. The Phillies have the third highest payroll in all of baseball. The Braves have the seventh highest payroll in all of baseball.
You still go beat them.
Okay.
That's what I say, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Don't hold your breath. Talking Nats baseball next.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.